The Brady Report.
Good morning, Ender.
Hey, Michael. Good to speak to you again. Morning, everyone.
Honda to stop production once Brexit takes place.
Yeah, for 6 days, this announcement today, and it seems big business has had enough of indecision from government and lack of information and clarity about what is actually going to happen on March 29th. They have to make decisions. They have to keep their businesses rolling regardless of what happens in Westminster. And Honda have come out today, of all days. The Japanese Prime Minister is in London for a meeting with Theresa May. They appeared side by side, taking questions, giving a press conference. Honda is a Japanese company with a big, big stake in the UK. It makes a lot of its vehicles here for Europe and all over the world. And basically, Honda have come out today and said that the day after Brexit, they will cease production for 6 days because they can't be sure of any border issues, security, getting parts and components into the UK. That's a big, big announcement. And BMW have already indicated they're going to do the same in April. So really, you know, while we're waiting for clarity and some sort of information from government about what Brexit is going to be and what will it mean, business is taking matters into its own hands.
Well, what's going to happen at Jaguar and Land Rover?
They have confirmed now 4,500 job losses coming the way of the UK in 2019. They're going to restructure. And the bottom line is the Chinese are not buying as many vehicles from Jaguar Land Rover as they have done in previous years. So they need to have some sort of a kind of a slim down, basically, cutbacks. 4,500 jobs are going, predominantly in the UK, as part of a $5 billion restructuring of the entire company. And most of the jobs will be white-collar jobs, basically. So PR, marketing and middle management.
And there's a big snow coming, Ender.
Yeah, end of next week. Weather forecasters tonight here, and it's got a lot colder, actually, the last couple of days I've been out, and it is much, much colder than it has been in previous weeks. Forecasters are telling us to expect snow in many parts of the country end of next week. Northern Scotland, definitely. Northern England and Eastern England, most likely as well. And to that end, Michael, I've just been out to my vehicle, and I've put the long johns in the boot of the car. Kind of clothing item that Australians probably never even use or know exist. But when you're out and about reporting in snow, and everyone thinks it's great and you're having lots of fun on TV, these are the absolute bare essentials you need to make sure you get home with your legs in one piece.
Oh, I do not envy you. And it's 28 degrees. We're heading for a top of 28 today here in Perth, mate. Thank you very much, and you have a good weekend.
And you guys have a great one.